Arachin chapter 8, Mishnah 4. Okay, we're going to change of topic now. We're coming to something called a cherem vow. And what this is one of the ways of donating something either to the temple or the kohanim. There's two kinds of cherem vows. One is you donate the property to the temple treasury, and they'll most likely sell it and get money for it and use money for the temple upkeep. Or you could cherem something for the kohanim, that it would actually be given to the kohanim. There is a dispute if what happens if someone says, they're donating an article and they say, like, I'm making a cherem of this article, but they don't specify temple or kohanim. So there's a dispute as to where it goes, but actually it comes to the halacha, comes out, it goes to the kohanim. Unspecified cherem vow goes to the kohanim. Okay, so it says, Mecharim Adam Mitzona Umibakra, a person can devote, make like a cherem vow, anything from his flock or his herd, Ma'avadav Mishpachoisav Haknanim, or his non-Jewish servants, Umistach Huzasoi, or his field of possession. Any of these things could be donated as a cherem vow to the temple, for the upkeep of the temple, or to the kohanim for their, for their property. The Mecharim Eskulan, but an interesting thing, if a person donates all of his property, Einam Mecharamin Divrat Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar holds, and he learns it out from the verses, which we're not going to go into, but he learns the verses in a particular way, that you can't give a cherem vow all your property. You have to retain something for yourself. And if you give a cherem vow all your property, according to him, it wouldn't actually work. It would be as if you've done nothing. You know, the vow would be meaningless. Am Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, says Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Ma'im lagvoa ein adam rasha lacharim is kol nechasav. Just as one may not devote all of his property to the temple, to the one who's most high, to the temple, how much more so must a person be considerate of his own possessions? Right? You've also got to look after, your own possessions. You can't just like go giving away all your own possessions and then you will be in a position where you'll have to rely on tzedakah. So it's an interesting point from him.